Blog Talk Radio.
Before you have shed a lot of blood.
right, y'all. Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Darnell Ballard. It is official 7:05 Dallas Fort Worth time, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day outside. We got a lot going on in the community news. We're going to go live to the phone line to 214-709. You're live on the radio. Who is this? 214-709. You're live on the radio. All right. Well, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on in the world of news today. There's a lot going on in our community, and I just want to say a big shout-out to everybody out there. There was a big press conference that went on today in Fort Worth. Ross Smith, them, the Craig family, all of them was at the press conference. One of the police officers for the Fort Worth PD, who was on a three-day suspension as of today, was also there. And so hopefully we'll have some inside scoop on what happened at the press conference in a little bit right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to talk about that. And there's an explosion that's happening as we speak overseas. We're going to get more details about that. Only thing we do know is that 20 people died from the explosion. They don't know how the explosion happened. They just know the explosion has happened. We're going to get more details about that as soon as we get a chance. Also, we can talk about that. You give us a call, 347-989-1725. 347-1725. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We want to talk about the explosion that's happening overseas as we speak. We can talk about that. Fort Worth Police Department is on trial. One police officer by the name of Courtney Johnson is on trial as we speak. Waiting to get the information from Reverend Tater on that. He's been there all for the past 2-3 weeks, and Courtney Johnson is on trial. He is a police officer for the Fort Worth PD, and he's on trial. So we're going to keep y'all abreast as we get more details about that. Also, we need to talk about some other topics. The state of Texas wants to make it legal for you to be texting while you're driving, which I kind of can understand that. But here's the deal. Do y'all think it's going to work? Do y'all think it will save on life? And, you know, let us know about that. 347-989-1725. You can talk about that. We also going to talk about some other big news that's happening across the country right now. President Trump is overseas in Jerusalem right now. They say he made history going over there as the first president to go over there. He's over there as we speak. He also trying to make peace with Muslim world. And, you know, we'll keep out of breath as we get more details about that. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. You can give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-1725, 347-989-1725. All right, y'all. We're going to get into the hot topic of tonight. And, you know, we talk about what's going on. And the question we're asking tonight is does race play a major role in everything that happened in our society? Welcome to America. Videotape. Officer William Martin, should he have been going to jail? And should he have been fired? Or maybe his position needs to be taken from him. Here you have two black African American police officers who hasn't really done anything wrong. But you say that they leak out a video. So you got to ask yourself, is our city going crazy? Have the city of Fort Worth, have the people lost respect for the city of Fort Worth? Or should we just say how the black community has lost respect for the police department? And we got to ask ourselves, how will the police department, Fort Worth Police Department, clean up this mess? We're looking around at war could be happening. It's getting such a bad rep. No one knows exactly what's going on. You wonder about that. Welcome to America. It's 2017. We're still going through this bull crap. That's the problem. You got to wonder. What's really going on? You got to wonder. Will this play out? What would happen? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You tune into us on Blog Talk Radio. And matter of fact, we're going to play our first news clip. Bill Cosby, we can talk about him too, because Bill Cosby is now about to go on trial. Is this the year for black man to go on trial? Let's listen to this. We'll be right back. Then we're going to take some phone calls.
All right, well, the State House of Representatives ready to pass its own version of the transgender bathroom bill.
Supporters think this bill won't be as controversial as a more sweeping measure passed by the state Senate. Dan Godwin's here with the story.
All right, here's what I think. We got a bill that don't need to be passed. This bill does not need to be passed. The Republicans are saying, hey, we don't want this bill passed. We think the boys should go in the boys' restroom and the girls should go in the girls' restroom. I definitely agree. I work for the school district. And I think this will be more of an excuse for our young boys to be able to go into the girls' restroom. We got some managed kids in our school district, across the country. Very smart, intelligent. I don't know where they came up with this transgender, but you're taking a chance. Because if that kid say, oh, I feel like a girl today, just because you feel like a girl, does that give you a right to go into the girl restroom? Would you want your daughter going into a girl restroom? I mean, into a boys' restroom? Oh, Vice President, would you want to see another young man go into another girl's restroom? I don't think so. But is this the direction that America is going to? 479-89-1725. Let's go back.
All right, well, the State House of Representatives ready to pass its own version of the transgender bathroom bill.
Supporters think this bill won't be as controversial as a more sweeping measure passed by the state Senate. Dan Godwin's here with the story.
And Lauren, we should find out soon if there is going to be any kind of economic backlash as a result of this House bill. The state Senate passed a proposed law months ago requiring transgender people use public restrooms according to the gender on their birth certificate. That measure, though, met with resistance in the state House and it stalled. But last night, the House revived a more narrow bathroom bill, which would apply only to public schools. The Republican representative who authored it said there was no intention to discriminate against transgender students, but simply to promote child safety. This modified House bill is expected to easily win support in the Senate. It would then go to the governor, who has said he would like to sign a bathroom bill. The Republican Speaker of the House, though, Joe Strauss of San Antonio, is a vocal opponent of the measure, saying it could hurt the Texas economy. Backers of the bill say limiting the scope to public schools is a middle ground and hinted it could soften the kinds of boycotts that hit North Carolina after it passed a transgender bathroom bill last year. State Representative Joe Moody, an El Paso Democrat, called the bathroom bill an attack on transgender people, adding, "This is shameful." Top firms, chambers of commerce, and lobbyists have also denounced the measure as bad for business, and the NFL and NBA have expressed concerns about it passing. Dan Godwin on Good Day.
Okay. Here's what I don't understand. I think they should pass this bill. And I think that the boys should go into the boys' restroom. The girls should go into the girl restroom. This is what I believe. We're going to go live to the phone lines. We're going out at 817-294. You live on the radio.
Hello, Brother Donnie. This is
hey.
Evangelist Sharon Ford Turner.
How you doing?
I am blessed. Did hear, and yeah, we know that, I do know that the bill, and they really didn't have to do a bill because it was already set. The boys going to
right.
the boys' bathroom and the girls right. going to the girls' bathroom. But, and so that's kind of a dead issue, you know, with me. And what they do is that we have to, because I'm telling you, if I see someone and I'm in the bathroom with my granddaughter, my 23-month-old granddaughter, and they walk in and they are transgender and they're looking transgender, you know, whatever, I'm going to be very careful and watch, okay,
right.
and pray.
I agree.
And that's it, you know. And
right.
so,
Well, I like when I go. I work for the school district. You know me. I know you already know that. And first thing I tell people, it seems like some of these kids are. I think the kids need to use the main restroom that all the kids use. Okay, I work in the cafeteria, but we have a restroom, single restroom, for whoever want to use it.
Right.
So.
That's okay,
I feel like this, I feel like they should have a sign on. People should know, but people don't care. I don't want nobody coming into the restroom when I'm in there using the restroom.
Right, right.
I'm a very, very private person. A very private person at home, very private person in the public. That's
right.
why I say jail wouldn't be for me because I would be very uncomfortable using the restroom. And
oh,
people
yeah.
looking at me. So, I almost been like that.
You said you wouldn't do what?
Oh, no, okay. no.
Well, good.
So, these transgender people need to be able to. You see, this is my biggest problem. My biggest problem is that these kids are very smart. You know how these kids are. You work with these kids. Very smart and very intelligent. They will use that excuse to go into the girls' restroom.
Right, right. You just don't know.
So, no. And let's talk about the high school kids. Very smart. You know they'll do it. So
right.
we have to be very careful when we start naming.
And
I felt that's the only thing I did not like about. This was one of the things I did not like about the Democrats and President Barack Obama.
Right.
When they brought that
to the bill,
I think that they should let the schools take care of that. Something is not for Washington to do. Washington needs to stay out of everybody else's business and let the state and the
take
community
take care of what they need to take care of. Yeah.
Exactly. Y'all got too much mess going on in Washington as we know. Everything is falling in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is a hot mess right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, all the scandal. And I don't know that you hear that they're trying to find a way to, that they said the 25th Amendment is a way that they can find to say that the president is, you know, incompetent and for the vice president to take over. Have you heard that?
I heard somebody on the bus this morning talking about that. I think that would be a good idea.
If they
did something like that, because this man right here is he really don't know what he's doing. He's getting us into a deeper mess. Yeah, he's getting us into a deeper mess. And I want to play some more clips real quick, and I want to get your input on what you think about this. We want to talk about this because Bill Cosby is about to go to trial.
Okay.
And it's really sad. Let's check this out.
Yeah.
Jury selection begins in the criminal trial against comedian Bill Cosby.
Hannah Daniels joins us live from New York to bring us up to speed on the charges he's facing and how the judge plans to keep the jury from what's expected to be a media frenzy.
Good morning. That's right. Lawyers in Bill Cosby's sex assault case this week hope to find a dozen jurors and six alternates. Those chosen will be sequestered about 300 miles away from his Philadelphia suburb. Court officials thought pretrial publicity may have tainted the jury pool there. Now, Cosby is accused of drugging and molesting Andrea Constan at his home in 2004. He calls the encounter consensual. Meanwhile, dozens of additional women have gone public with similar stories, but Cosby says his accusers were, quote, piling on. Now, the trial starts June 5th. One other accuser will be allowed to testify for prosecutors who hope to show that Cosby's encounter with Constan was not accidental, but part of a broader pattern of sexual misconduct. Russ and Karen.
And Hannah, talk about the chances of Cosby testifying in his own defense and the punishment that he's facing if he's convicted.
Well, as of now, Cosby says he does not expect to testify at his sexual assault trial next month while giving an interview to a radio show host last week. Now, this felony charge carries a potential 10-year prison term. But Cosby is also focused on the court of public opinion. Now, on the eve of jury selection, he talked to that talk radio show host, and he says he hopes to clear his name and eventually resume his stand-up comedy career.
All right, Hannah Day of Life Force This Morning. Thank you, Hannah.
I'm not a Bill Cosby fan, but I think this is all about money.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at how many years and all of this, you know, how many years. And it was because, from what I was told, from when my research, that they did it because he wouldn't pay them off. And when he didn't agree to pay them off, that's when all the exposure and all of that. And, you know, it's amazing to me. Bill Cosby, they say he's half blind. Last time I saw him, he looked terrible. And with him, I mean, I believe he's in his 70s. You know, I don't know, but I just believe that, just like with Michael Jackson, you know, a lot of the other, who else was that? You know, when they did years ago, when they did Jesse Owens with Tax Evasion. Then they also did Wesley Snipes. You know, they'll take African-American men and, you know, who have money. And as you said it's about money. I believe it's about money, yeah. I'm going to be just like with O.J. Simpson, even though he went and, you know, he served some time, he's serving time.
He's serving time right now.
I still feel that he was not guilty because, you know, and I still feel that way. And so that's my thought. So.
Well, he's up for parole in July. They said if he doesn't make out in July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But wasn't he up before and they denied him? So.
They denied him last 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He was up before and they denied him. So.
And they say if he doesn't get this one, he's got to wait 20 more years.
Oh, really?
Yes. So if he doesn't get, but they saying that he 80% chance he could be getting out. And they say if he gets up for parole in July, he'll get out sometime in August. Cause that was the report
on
today's news. Yeah. Also. Mm-hmm. Today was a big day, and I want you to talk about it, but we got the press conference. We finally got a hold to the press conference. We're going to play little bit of this press conference. And after this, y'all check out the press conference, and we're going to talk to you coming up after this press conference. Y'all check out
The former police officer is speaking out about being demoted after this video went viral back in January.
CBS 11's Jennifer Lindgren just heard from the officer, and she joins us now live from Beth Eden Baptist Church, where the news conference has just wrapped up. Jen.
And Karen, there was a big crowd here at this church in support of Officer Keyes, including Jacqueline Craig, her attorney Lee Merritt, and the pastor of this church. Vance Keyes spoke passionately, saying he is a career public servant for Fort Worth, and the allegations that he helped leak that body camera footage are pure speculation. Former Deputy Chief Vance Keyes and former Assistant Chief Abdul Pridgen were demoted from their high-ranking positions on Friday.
The police chief, Joel Fitzgerald, says the officers downloaded and leaked camera video footage of Officer William Martin's controversial arrest of Jacqueline Craig. She's a Fort Worth mother who called police to report an assault on her son back in December. On Friday, the chief said an internal investigation found Pridgen and Keyes texted each other about Officer Martin. But this morning, Keyes says the only text messages they exchanged concerned their mistreatment of minorities within the department.
I'm not some backdoor dealing, double-talking, sidestepping political puppet. I am a career public servant.
That's right.
Leave your opinion, your emotion out of it. Look at the facts. Look at the evidence. I challenge anyone, anyone, to intelligently refute what I've shared here today.
Now, Officer Pridgen was not here for the press conference this morning, but on Friday he told us he also has done nothing wrong in this case. There were spokespersons present from the Fort Worth Police Department, but they tell us they have no update on that internal investigation at this time. Also, no comment from the chief on Key's words today. Live in Fort Worth, Jennifer Lindgren, CBS 11 News.
Let's talk about that, because Ms. Ford, you was actually there at the press conference today. How did it go, and what did you notice when you was at the press conference? How was the how was he was acting? Well, what did you pick up today when you was at the press conference?
Well, first of all, Donnie, we would all have to put ourselves in this position that you've been with the Fort Worth Police Department 18 years. You have worked your way up, even to the point you've gone back to school, to the point you have your PhD. And then you're serving with an African-American, and you're trying, you know, believing that he is caring about everybody, including the African-American community. And then when something happens like the Jacqueline Craig issue, and you find out that this man is become a liar, he would say something that we could clearly see was not discriminant, was not racist, it was rude. I knew then we were in trouble, that something was wrong with him, because how would he know the intent of this man's heart, that it was not, that it wasn't racism, when you see him start questioning a lady when and look like we didn't hear the footage about what he said to the man. You know, I did hear they said the man did say, yeah, I did touch him, you know, whatever. But it was clear to me that this is upsetting for him. This man has a family. His father-in-law was there, who is the assistant pastor of Pastor Daniels Jr., who was one of the spokesperson and a part of the Faith Community Leaders United organization, which I'm a part of also. And the Keyes family goes to his church. This man has been a public servant. He has helped. He worked his way up. I remember when I was running for office, Donnie, he was one of the persons that, with their organization, the Black Police Officers, he was one of them that embraced me, you know, along with those officers. And then for them to continue to say, and we've heard this often, that there are problems internally and it stems from the white POA with so much power, and that they can do things and nothing happens to them, that Rick Van Housen has fought at a conference and they said that was against the law. Nothing happened to him. No investigation, nothing. Martin can do what he did, and they say
exactly.
It's excessive force and all of this, and he gets 10 days. Then these men, an 18-year veteran, Vance Keyes and Abdul Pritchard, 25-year veteran, who worked their way up, and you demote them because these were administrative appointments. And Vance Keyes said it's over. He will probably never get an appointment like that again, even though he's worked and served.
Oh, yeah.
Because they put it out that he was untruthful. They put it out that he was disloyal. And so, Donnie, it's just a sad case. I have been in prayer for us in the community with and to have a person in leadership, just like even with our president. When you have people in leadership who are not true leaders and do not care about the community, we're in trouble. And care about people. Oh, yeah. Because when you're a liar, to me, you're like a murderer. Because you destroy. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Right. I definitely agree with you. And you know, I got to be real with you. And I got to be real with the black community. Y'all, we all thought that Fitzgerald was going to be for the black community.
Yes.
We realize that he ain't for us. He's getting paid by the... He's getting paid by all of us. But
oh yes.
When they brought him here, they had a reason why they brought him here. They brought
him
here so he can go against us. Oh, I feel okay, if he's black and he do this with the black community, we ain't gotta worry about nothing. It's off our hands because it's on his hands. So we're gonna bring him on and let him do what he do with the black community.
Mm-hmm.
And then let him fire some of the black police officers. See, the whole point is they want to fire some of the black police officers.
Oh, yeah, and these were the two high-ranking. They had high-ranking positions, and the POA did not like them. They even, matter of fact, got out of the POA, the white POA, because they felt like their representation and what they did was not right, and these men are heroes. And if they're listening
yes,
tonight,
they are.
I want you to know you are a hero.
Yes, they are.
Because
they
you
are
worked your way up. You we never heard anything scandalous against these men until Joel Fitzgerald became police chief and the Jacqueline Craig issue arose that they did not handle correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, man. We are in trouble.
Yes, we
if
are.
If people don't know that Fort Worth is in trouble, they're putting their heads in the sand like an ostrich.
We need to shut up.
We are in trouble. The highest crime rate that has ever been under Gerald Fitzgerald. Yeah, he's African-American, but guess what? Every African-American or Caucasian or Latino are not God. And some of them are not people that's going to care for other people. He said these were his friends. If these were your friends, you wouldn't have tried to destroy them.
Mm-mm.
You would have.
You
would not have
right.
tried to destroy them. So the man, and I've heard the man lie. I've been in meetings where he would tell us one thing and then it would be something else. I have heard him lie. Now, this is what I know factually. And I have nothing personal because guess what? When he first came, I was right there at Holy Tabernacle greeting him. He held my granddaughter. I've been to other functions. He's held her again. And my other 13 years. So I have been in his corner. But you know what? When evil, injustice is exposed, I don't continue to stand with people who have his character. Because the Lord has told us, when he reveals things to us, we have an opportunity to make a choice. Joshua said, choose you this day who you're going to serve. You can serve Baal, which is the devil, or you can serve me. I choose to serve the Lord, and it's been revealed that this man is not a man that cares
about the
African American community.
No, it's obvious. You can tell that because why would he give the worst one was William Martin.
Why would you
want to give him 10 days, 10 days without pay suspension, and
right.
still keep him where he's at? Then tell him. He can go back into the same community where he did the crime at. That don't make any sense to me.
It doesn't
but
make
you
sense.
Got these two who only link a video, so you link the video out. If that really happened.
If that happened, but it's proven that it didn't. Officer Keys has evidence. This was like. And we watch movies and everything, how you have spies to go in and plant evidence. This was at the police force. He is the chief. Don't you know that it's African Americans that have been set up before? Remember the Innocence Project in Dallas?
Yeah.
That Craig Watkins was a part of, ran along with Barry Shaq, and 20-some-odd African-American men were innocent because somebody lied on them. Mm-hmm. And evidence they even had were the DNA, they had it, but they didn't test it. So what do you call that but a setup?
All this is a setup, but you know what? The thing about it is, what the Craig family saying about? Because this is still like they talk about it last night. This is a slap in the face for them. What did they have to say at the press conference?
Well, we all are along with them. We're calling for his resignation or termination, whichever one. We're calling for the city managers. Resignation or termination all immediately because they have lied to the community. And city manager has sit back and let all this unfold. And you know what he says? Well, the police, that's chief, that's his job. And so I support him, and I'm not going to terminate him on one bad call. So that's what he's calling the Jacqueline Craig issue. If by him not firing him, and it's coming out that he, offered a promotion after, you know, he tried to deal with the 7 days and all of that, and he called it because of one incident. No, I'm not going to terminate him. On your job, would you terminate somebody with one incident? Okay, but others have said it's been more than one incident.
If it's gonna make the image of the city look bad. Heck yeah, I'm going to terminate you.
Well, he said he wasn't. And so I'm going to be at City Hall tomorrow, and I'm hoping that everybody, I want to invite everybody out. If you want to speak, you have to be there by 6:45, or you can call in. You can call in and tell them to put your name down.
Oh, okay.
If you can't make it there by 6:45, you can call in and tell them to put your name down that you want to speak, and about the demotion of the two police officers.
Are y'all expecting a lot of people that's going down?
We want a lot of people to come out. We need to come out.
What is Michael Bell saying? Because I know he's been really. We're
asking for the resignation, and we're going to try to, whatever form, we're going to do more protests. And what I'm hearing is that the Van Claiborne thing that comes, they said, I think it comes May 23rd, we will be there boycotting. You know, we will be standing outside protesting anything that financially that we can do, and we're looking for strategies. So anyone out there that have strategies on how we can let Fort Worth, Texas know that
you got the 4th of July event coming up too. Coming up.
Well, whatever events that they have, that money, anything, Mayfest came here. No. Don't, if you did, don't do it next time. Whatever comes up, the arts festival, do not go. If they have different things at that you're paying for, that the city would get the revenues, do not attend.
Mm-hmm.
Do not attend.
Don't go to the zoo.
Mass hall. Anything
right.
That Fort Worth is going to reap the benefits, let's boycott it. Let them feel it. Now, I'm ready for I don't think the T, that's a separate contact, but I'm ready for bus boycott, whatever we need to do to hurt, you know, Fort Worth. you know, let's do that. Don't buy anything downtown, Sundance Square, anything that's sponsored by the city of Fort Worth. We're wanting to black it out. Do not do it, because there's a disparity in even the finances.
Now, I tell you what, if you guys went down into that Sundance Square and started picking it outside the Sundance Square, I bet you the change would start coming.
Well,
they don't like
we're
that.
Looking
they,
for, we're, okay, now, because they like, you're right, we're looking for strategies. And then the Martin
the,
Luther King Parade, the Martin Luther King Parade, and then ending up at Sundance Square, and we need to have it somewhere else. We do not need to have it downtown Fort Worth. We need to not boycott Martin Luther King's birthday, but boycott it being downtown Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Because they have people that pay, you know, that come down, that it's a holiday, so they don't pay for parking. But if there's anything else that people buy, you know, we need to not do that. The business is down there. Because they are there, we need to not do any of that.
Right, I definitely agree with you on that. But you know, they don't want black people down there anyway. To be honest with you.
Well, they ain't got to worry about me.
And
well,
I don't
they,
go down
no,
there.
That's what
point.
You say, but Donnie, when they wanna put you on trial, you down there. When they wanna have you in jail,
yeah,
you down there.
You down there. You right.
You just, yeah.
I
so
agree.
Now
that's
yeah, they do a, want you down
that's
there.
That's about the only way they want you down there.
Yeah.
But if you ain't in trouble, they really don't want you down there.
Well, yeah.
And
oh
I
yeah,
when
and
we
you know
I
we should it shouldn't be any Caucasian black faces that would go to the Fat Stock Show. Nothing. We should not be down there. We should be doing rallies somewhere else. That's what my thoughts are. Now I don't, you know.
Well, I remember for this year for the Fat Stock Show, Lee Meridem all went down there picketing. They protested.
Yeah, they
I
did. Yeah, I went. I was a part of that. We were down there picketing, and you had people still going, and I was really almost appalled. I remember talking to a lady, and she was taking her children as to why, you know. I said, "Ma'am, we because of the situation. You know what? She tried to turn the tables and make it be something that it wasn't." And, it was just awful. I mean, and one girl said, stop talking to her. Just don't talk to her. Miss Ford, just don't talk to her. She crazy. You know, she don't get it because she said they want her. Oh, honey, she started talking loud down in, trying to belittle, you know,
she don't know
the situation.
Hey,
oh, yeah, she said.
She don't
she
know
said,
she's talking to the wrong person with you.
She was talking to the wrong person. Cause, and then I said, and this is the example that you want for your children? Oh, yeah.
Because if
and
we don't stop
that. And then she wanted to tell me she was mixed. I said, Ann. I said, we all
what
mixed.
Do with it?
Exactly. Thank you. My great-great-grandfather was a slave owner's son and got to wear
that
shoes and a jacket. So what?
That ain't got
so what? What do that mean? Does that mean that we still, because he raped my great-great-grandmother, so do that mean it's right just because you mixed? Oh,
exactly.
God, she was talking to the wrong person.
Yeah, that's crazy right there. But you're right. What people need to do is boycott, protest, do whatever you got to do. Go start going and showing up. I say start showing up at these leaders' house. They don't like that.
Oh, is that what you know? What Dallas have done that before? They sure have. We need to get some. We may need to call John Wiley and say, John Wiley, give us some advice on whatever.
Forget it. Come down with him and find out. Go to Chief Fisher's house. He got him for work. Wherever he lives, go protest in front of his house to let him know. That right there will wake up the whole. That'll sure wake you up then. Go to Bessie Price and find out where she live at. Go to Bessie Price's house. Now one thing people gonna understand, they don't like for you to come in front of their house and protest.
Yeah.
If you start protesting in front of their house, that'll start waking them up. More of my word. Start going down to Sundance and shutting down Sundance. It takes
right,
a whole
group
of people to go and shut down Sundance. The best thing to do, you got one thing right, don't spend money. But if you go down there and shut it down, get all the black people to go down there and shut it down, I almost guarantee they'll start losing money, and they'll start getting with the city of Fort Worth saying, hey, you know what? You guys got to do something about this. We're not going to go with it.
Well, you know, that's the thought.
Gotta beat them with
go down
guns.
There and hold hands and, you know, stand. Yeah, yeah, we got to come up with some strategies. And
yeah.
We're hoping
and,
people
and
will
you got to be bold,
you know.
And people got to be bold about it. You got to be bold about it. You can't just be protesting. You got to be bold. You got to enter. Sometimes you got to go in. I remember when I was living in the housing projects, and I was living in Ripley on a house, and Barbara Hosen was the director back then. And we went to the city council meeting because they were getting ready to down the housing project. We went inside the city council, and we interrupted the city council. And it got so bad that Barbara Hoster had to come out and and talk with us. And it got so bad. Sometimes you have to be bold. I mean, so bold that you have to interrupt. You if you're ready to go to jail, I'm going to jail for doing something for the right reason. The right reason is what happened to Jackie Craig then was wrong. The right reason is what happened to them two black police officers was wrong. So we're going to do everything we can, and we're going to stand together, and we're going to fight together. We're going to interrupt the city council meeting. We're going to interrupt the community. We're going to go down there. We're going to shut down Sundance. Well, now they're looking at us. This is being real. They're looking at us as a joke. Oh, they're protesting. That'll be it. Now, we're going to do more than protest. We're going to shut down Sundance Square. That's where the money coming in. We're going to shut down Sundance. One thing they don't like for us to do, I remember when we went down there and we protest, people were so scared last year that they left and went home early. They let everybody go home early because they were scared. It made the news.
Yeah.
They were scared that we was going to come in there and we was going to act a fool. And we had planned to come in there, but we protest around. And so sometimes you have to be bold enough to let these people know we are not going to take any more mess. We're not saying start a riot, but we're saying is enough, and we're going to interrupt. It's not going to be an ordinary day no more.
No more.
We have to do that. We have to do that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're wasting our time. Because it's one thing spending money. Do you? I mean, they may care a little bit. They may miss us a little bit for spending money. But that's one bigger thing. But we got to do more than that. We got to get out there, and we got to let them know how serious we are and how we're going to interrupt the city. How it's not going to be an ordinary day. As long as the situation happening with our mayor and our chief, you're not going to have a regular normal day. We're not going to let you talk. We're going to jail because we're going to do what it takes. You are going to bring these two police officers and make their rank go back up. And you're going to arrest William Martin for what he did.
He needs to be arrested.
Because he needs to be arrested. And the white man that choked that 7-year-old kid. Now I promise and guarantee, if that would have been somebody like me or you who choked a 7-year-old, we'd have been under jail, prison probably by now, with a bad record name on us.
You said
with a bad record. With a bad record. And we would have got a felony, and we probably would have spent, 7 years in prison because we have choked, and we'd have had such a bad name. African America chokes a 7-year-old.
It's bad.
Turn around as a white boy. We'd have made international news. We'd have been hung.
Oh yeah.
We probably wouldn't even be alive. We'd be dead.
Right. Oh yeah.
So we got some serious problems. And you definitely can tell race is this right here. But let me tell you something. I remember talking to Chief Fitzgerald last year when they were at the church. And I remember asking him, I just asked him a simple question. I asked him, I said, if you could find out that any of your officers was in the KKK, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And his statement, I tell people this every day, his statement really disturbed me. Because his statement, what he said was he didn't have a problem being a Klansman, a KKK. As long as their organization as long as they do what they do for the police department, I have no problem with him being a police. Being part of the KKK. That right there was an answer that really disturbed me, which indicates to me that he knows that there's a lot of his officers that's a Klansman. He's not going to say nothing as long as they do their job.
Well, hear me well. I guess so, because it's clear that, it's
he
clear.
He definitely need to be fired. He definitely need to be fired.
Well, I'm for him. I'm for him not continuing as the chief of police. That's my stand. And with the persons that were there that have met with him, including myself, and he has lied to our community. He has kept information from our community. And even with this incident with Mr. Adams, with him mm-hmm. being shot, and, and all of this is going to come out, about them not being, as they say, showing transparency, because there were two tapes, and it showed one of them where they had already shot him. He was on the ground, and then they were still trying to handcuff the man, even though they see blood. I'm telling you, it's just awful, Donnie. And so we're going to, continue the fight. Thank you for, your being on top of everything and having us the opportunity to call in and speak, what we believe. I thank you so much. I know the black community thanks you. So, we're going to continue to stand, and we will be at City Council tomorrow night. So I want to invite everybody out at 7 p.m. at City Hall, where you pay your phone bill. Your water bill. So we'll see you there, okay?
Yeah, okay. Y'all hear the first
okay,
right,
take care. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that's just for Pastor Turner for us. Top of the slide right now. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have a lot more coming up right here on Up, Sit Down Magazine Radio. We're making a difference in the community.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck could say was, "I'm sorry." I told them that there are times when sorry just doesn't cut it. Then I got to work. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car wreck or 18-wheeler accident, I'm sure you're dealing with problems too. Medical bills, lost wages, transportation, and getting real compensation for your pain and suffering. I'm Attorney Roderick White. I'm your problem solver. Every client and every case is important to us. Car wrecks, 18-wheeler accidents, all serious injury claims. Call us anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817, I got you. That's 214 or 817, 446-8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Hey, that's right, y'all. It is going down. It's your boy, Donnell Ballard. And remember, if you want to advertise with us right here on Blog Talk Radio, all you got to do is give me a call or give us a call at 817-535-9966. If you're trying to get the word out about your business, about your book, about your community, we are the station to do it right here on Blog Talk Radio. For more information, give us a call at 817-535-9966. 817-535-9966. And tell me you heard it first right here on Yo Community News.
Me music artist, musician, producer, model. Vertigo.com is your answer if you need to advertise your song to thousands of DJs. And key entertainment industry professionals with the click of one button. Vertigo effectively promotes and distributes your music to industry tastemakers around the world. For an affordable price, your project will be listed in the Vertigo library that offers a simple press profile, exclusive web link, integrated video system, feedback manager, rating system, unlimited downloads, and download tracker. Vertigo, global e-distribution of music, models, and art entertainment, will increase awareness by distributing your project to subscribers, including club DJs, radio DJs, program directors, mixtape DJs, satellite stations.